worthy is the Lamb of God. Heavenly Father, we bow down before you. There's no way mortal lips can express the gratitude, the love back to you. It's all you, Lord. What you are. What you have. What you do. What you've done. What you're doing. What you continue to do. All out of your love. Giving us and pouring us out. Bucketful after bucketful out of the wells of salvation.
Cubetas y cubetas del pozo de salvación.
So we understand all throughout eternity.
Entendemos a través de toda la eternidad.
Giving glory to God.
Dándole gloria a Dios.
And his expression as Redeemer, Lamb of God.
Como Redentor, Cordero de Dios.
Now we're here this morning on
ahora estamos aquí en esta mañana,
the Resurrection Day.
En el día de la resurrección.
But in our hearts there's so much more than this day.
Pero en nuestros corazones es tanto más que este día.
But feasting with the resurrected Lord Jesus Christ.
Festejando con el Señor resucitado.
Drinking in, partaking of your love again.
Bebiendo y tomando tu amor una vez más.
It just grows.
No solo crece.
And shows us just how deep
nos muestra
things that we've never seen
la profundidad y cosas que nunca habíamos visto de ti.
You just keep showing us more.
Tú tan solo te continúas mostrándonos más.
How deep that salvation.
Qué tan profunda es esa salvación.
The wonder of your love.
La maravilla de tu amor.
That showing us, Lord, so many things that give us a secure surety in you. Now we ask this morning, take your preeminent place. Oh, Lord, please feed your children.
Señor, alimenta a tus hijos.
And build us all up in the most holy faith.
Edifícanos en la más santa fe.
We ask it in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Thank you. May be seated. God bless you. Thank you, musicians, always. So nice to have Anna. God bless you. Always such a blessing to see you. And Anne. And Dahlia, how's your week going? ¿Cómo se llama semana?
¿Cómo estuvo tu semana, hermana Delia?
Jesús es contigo cada día.
God is with you every day.
Cada minuto.
Yeah. Every minute.
Sí.
Sí. Yes.
Daniel.
Daniel.
Nice to see you. Okay, everybody's good.
¿Todos bien?
Did Brother Greg make it?
Nice, hermano Greg.
Home. Hope he's getting some rest.
Espero que le esté agarrando un descanso.
Isn't this an interesting season?
¿No es esta una temporada interesante?
Are we facing things we've never faced before?
Estamos enfrentando cosas que nunca enfrentamos antes.
And we're surrounded by things that
y estamos rodeados por cosas que
in the natural are insurmountable, but
in the natural.
The Lord somehow keeps us and raises us up above all these things, doesn't he?
El Señor nos levanta sobre todas estas cosas naturales.
It's just such an interesting season.
Tan interesante temporada.
Now,
ahora.
Man, I love this season.
Yo amo
spring,
temporada,
resurrection,
resurrección, primavera.
And how, if you're ever down or sad, how can you ever be sad if you're just
puede estar triste, si
Easter still and rising of the sun? If you feel down, just go put those on.
Si está así triste o como prenda y vea estos mensajes. Ya ha salido el sol y el sello de la Pascua.
So here we're in this season.
Estamos en esta temporada.
And Isn't I just see so many things.
Tantas cosas.
You know, you look at what we heard about Brother Ron Peterson, his wife and daughter, and insurmountable, right? That was Wednesday. His wife has short time to live, terminal cancer, and so does his daughter.
Yeah.
And hearing things like this more.
Escuchando estas cosas así más y más.
Because we know what we have. We know what we're holding in our hearts.
Sabemos lo que tenemos, sabemos lo que estamos sosteniendo.
We know whom we believe.
Sabemos lo que creemos.
We know his word is true.
Sabemos que su palabra es verdad.
And yet Satan hounds us continuously, doesn't he?
Just, y aún así Satanás continuamente nos está golpeando.
Greatest battle ever fought, right? Sí. Greatest battle ever fought.
La batalla más grande jamás peleado, ¿correcto?
So we are in this place.
Nos encontramos en este lugar.
Growing. Bien, okay. And how we see ourselves in this place.
¿Cómo nos miramos nosotros mismos en este lugar?
As we know we're part of him.
Sabemos que somos parte de él.
And we know that we're in this state.
Y sabemos que estamos en este estado.
But in this state is
pero en este estado,
where Satan can get to us.
Donde Satanás puede venir a nosotros.
All right. I was just sitting back there and praying, and all of a sudden this old song from the 1950s. Maybe Anna in Canada even heard some. Do you remember a man by the name of Burl Ives? Kind of, yeah. And he had a song, and the name of the song was Mr. In Between. Do you remember that? Do you, honey? Mr. In Between. And what he said, I don't remember much except these two lines.
Excepto estas dos líneas.
Mr. In Between makes a fellow mean.
El señor entremedio hace un hombre malo.
And he's in this in between
y él está entre
everything.
Entre en medio de todo.
That's where we're at.
Ahí es donde nos encontramos.
So even
aún
the last few weeks,
las últimas dos semanas,
talking to different people,
hablándole a gente diferente,
staying up all night fighting with the enemy. Okay? Literally staying up all night, duking it out. I see myself part. I see myself part of him. We see ourselves in the redemption process, partly redeemed.
Parcialmente redimido,
partly mature,
en parte madurado,
and it's this stage of incompleteness where
es este estado de incompletitud,
because in that state of incompleteness, our faith is also incomplete.
Porque en ese estado de incompletitud, nuestra fe también se encuentra ahí,
and our faith being incomplete,
y no siendo completa nuestra fe.
If it was complete,
si estuviera completa,
we'd be changing dimensions.
Estaríamos cambiando
dimensiones. Okay, and that's where we're headed.
Y es hacia donde vamos.
Now, he knows
ahora él sabe
what's going to get us there, what's going to help us. What he's,
¿qué nos va a llevar ahí? ¿Qué nos va a ayudar?
Has he ever given you, not given you anything you needed at the time you needed it to take your next step in faith with
para
him? He's always
paso,
there.
Él no siempre le ha dado usted lo que usted necesita para dar ese paso.
But
pero,
in this in-between state,
en este estado entre,
Satan comes into the battlefields of our minds and wreaks havoc with us.
La batalla y nos recuerda.
So, I'm going to look at a few things that the prophet said. Even this
mira,
morning, I hope,
en esta mañana, espero,
let's determine today to erase all doubts. How's that?
A determinar, a borrar todo eso.
We have what
tenemos,
we have been given is enough
sido dado,
To face the battles of the day and overcome them. Do you believe
para
that?
Enfrentar las batallas del día.
Okay.
Y ser vencedor en ellas. ¿Lo cree usted?
He never leaves you lacking. Ever.
Nunca le deja usted como que le falta algo. Correcto.
Okay.
¿Está bien?
My grace is sufficient.
Mi gracia es suficiente.
My love is always there.
Mi amor está todo el tiempo ahí.
I will never leave you nor forsake you.
Nunca te dejaré, nunca te abandonaré.
Right, all of correcto. These things.
Todas estas cosas.
So, that's my goal today, and
esa es mi meta el día de hoy.
I was going to finish
iba a terminar
the quotes
las citas
from Unveiling of God where we were didn't get to last week.
De Dios. Hacia donde no llegamos la semana
so all week long in my prayers, Lord,
en
give us something.
Oraciones pidiendo,
just from you.
Tan solo por ti.
And all of a sudden there it was in the message, estaba, Rising of the Sun. Oh, don't you love it?
Ya salido el sol.
And I said, okay.
Y dije, está bien.
So I'm going to put aside the glory for a while and go into an Easter message.
Voy a entrar el mensaje de la Pascua.
So,
entonces,
ready to put the screen up?
¿Listos para poner el monitor?
Go turn on your Bibles and let's stand up and we'll
vamos
use
a pararnos.
A text. A lovely,
lo amo.
One of our favorite.
Uno de nuestros favoritos.
What we're talking about is the resurrection guarantee.
De lo que estamos hablando de es de la
and that's exactly what it is.
Resurrección garantizada. Okay. Y es exactamente lo que es. Está bien.
Bueno. Let's put away fear. Philippians chapter 1.
Filipenses 1.
Okay. Now,
ahora,
Paul in the book of Acts,
Pablo en el libro de los Hechos,
when he's writing to somebody else, he says, you know how shamefully treated I was in Philippi. Remember that?
Tristemente fui tratado en Filipinos.
Philippi was the chief city of the Macedonians.
Este lugar es el lugar principal de los Macedonios.
Okay, just like we started last week.
Así como empezaron la semana pasada.
2 Corinthians chapter, 2 Corinthians 2. Okay, less than ideal. Everything is not right. Everything is not perfect, right?
No todo está bien, no todo
and
está
it is
perfecto.
In this place,
y es en este lugar,
okay, that we are to God a sweet-smelling fragrance. Okay, you're me down there where I want you to be.
Tú estás ahí,
and when I see you,
yo te miro,
you're the fragrance of me.
Tú eres la fragancia de mí.
Doesn't that encourage your heart just
no
a little bit?
A usted, you're
no, you're not perfect. No, you're not finished. But,
no, es perfecto, no
okay.
Resto.
So here, in Philippians, they aren't perfect either.
Tampoco están en perfecto estado.
Okay? Just, they're just like us.
Así como nosotros.
But look at what he says.
Pero mire usted lo que está, lo que dice.
We got to, it's six, but I got to start with verse 3. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you.
Doy gracias a mi Dios. Siempre que me acuerdo de vosotros.
Okay. Every remembrance of you. What did he remember?
Que recuerda.
Did he remember their shortcomings? Did he remember their failures?
Sus fallas.
Did he remember how he was mistreated? Did he, you know?
Recuerda cómo él fue maltratado.
He saw God in them.
Él miró a Dios en ellos.
Always in every prayer of mine for you. For you all, making requests with joy for our fellowship in the gospel.
Vosotros.
From the very first day.
Wow.
The first time I ever met you.
Ahora.
Verse 6, here it is. Being confident, read it out loud with me. Being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform.
Estando persuadido de esto, que el que comenzó en vosotros la buena obra, la perfeccionará hasta el día de Jesucristo.
Okay.
Está bien.
Thanks, you may be seated.
Se pueden sentar.
My thingy isn't working. Oh, there we go. All right. See that word perform? What in the world does that mean? Being confident of this very thing. He that hath begun a good work and you will perform. So I got two more translations.
Tengo dos traducciones más.
Text critical English, New Testament. Love it.
Yo lo amo.
I'm going to, he that hath begun a good work in you will carry it on to completion.
Aquel que empezó la obra la llevará.
Does that give you some security?
A conclusión, le da eso una seguridad.
You're Mr. In Between. You're partway there. You're not finished. But he who began it is going to finish it.
El que empezó la obra la terminará.
Okay.
Está bien.
Listen, we got to hang on to these things because when the battle rages, when you look in the mirror and you fouled up the day and you messed up and you lost your temper and you thought bad thoughts and you said bad things, and, okay, you got to come back. He sees the end from the beginning. So he sees you complete. And you are complete in his mind. But you're not complete here. So even though you're complete in your mind, in his mind, you're not complete in your mind.
Usted en su mente no está completo.
Okay, and until your mind becomes his mind,
hasta
there's the battlefield.
Usted llega a ser la mente,
right?
Entonces, so, es una batalla.
What did we talk about?
¿De qué hablamos?
The one of the main things is the blood of Christ.
Una de las cosas principales es la,
according to Hebrews 9,
mente de, Cristo, de
cleanses
de
our
nueva,
conscience,
que limpia nuestra
purges it,
right? Purga.
So, what did we read over and over in the message? The bride has a secret. What is it? She has his mind. So, when you have his mind instead of your mind, when you look at yourself in the mirror, Pete, you're going to see, oh, there's the glory of God. Now, there's a measure of him. But it says from glory to glory. So a couple of weeks later, a day later, an hour later, 2 months later, whatever, you're going to look into that same mirror and say, oh, I see more glory. I see more manifestation. I see more of his essence. You see that? Okay, in this in-between place, we need to believe what he said about us.
That's
okay. We're called into eternity because he has to give us his view of us.
Okay,
so the Weiss translation,
la traducción Weiss,
he that hath begun a good work in us
aquel que ha comenzado la obra en nosotros,
will bring it to a successful conclusion.
La llevará a una okay. conclusión exitosa.
I love that.
Yo amo eso.
So here we are, and I love these two quotes.
Y amo estas dos citas.
Because
porque
Brother Branham talks about
Brandon, habla
there's a man here that's a dissolver of all doubts.
Aquí hay un hombre, es un disipador
okay.
de toda duda.
We need to go to this man.
Tenemos que ir a este hombre.
This is where we need to be this morning.
Este es donde necesitamos estar en esta mañana.
Because of okay. your mind,
causa de
you
mente,
get all messed up.
Usted se enreda.
If you had his mind, you wouldn't be messed up a bit.
Usted,
you'd be a perfect peace, right? Okay, so here he's talking about Daniel. Oh, look what he says here. So I pray, God, look what he says. That man will look what? From what? There you go. Put your thinking to sleep, guys.
Ponga usted su pensamiento a
dormir. Put your thinking, put your assessment of yourself and give yourself your, his assessment of you, right?
Acerca de usted.
Isn't that Hebrews 9? Isn't that everything? Look away from your intellect.
Mire hacia otro lugar, aparte de
look away from what they might think is right.
Apártese
there you go.
De lo que ellos piensan.
This is our overcoming, sis.
Es,
for Brother Greg,
hermano,
Sister Dahlia,
hermana Delia,
Mary. Brother Ron Peterson's wife and daughter, mm-hmm. Okay, Brother Paul. How many are in these places?
¿Cuántos hay en este lugar ahorita?
Do you know what? They need us to be. They need us to be in this place. They need to have be in a place where we're dissolved our doubts about everything that's not here. Okay, look away from that, from what they might think is right and look into the scripture. And it was spoken last night, let the people here think like the queen did in the days. And the great destruction of Babylon. She said, there's a man named Daniel was in your father's kingdom.
Hombre llamado Daniel.
Okay, the Pentecostal father was
el era su, el padre
so
del
the
reino,
Holy Spirit here today.
El padre Pentecostal,
he dissolves doubts.
Su reino. El Espíritu Santo, él es okay. El disipador de
dudas. And that's what we need right now. We need our doubts
necesitamos nuestras dudas
dissolved.
Disueltas.
And then he goes on.
Y continúa.
This is all from the message, Works as Faith Expressed. And now, Lord, let the Holy Spirit that was in that Pentecostal kingdom. I'm going to skip that. Get right down to it. He's the dissolver. And look what he dissolved. He dissolved thoughts. Okay, wouldn't you like to have all of your thoughts dissolved?
And, okay,
so we have his mind. Okay, here's where we're at, guys. And this is every way, this is the season of life. Okay. Therefore, now, when the bride is being called, as you promised here in the Scripture, reading it before the world night after night, and we watch it with our eyes. Let's read it together. God, may it dissolve all the doubts in the people's hearts. May they be quickly to the open sun to be
ripe.
Do you understand what he's saying?
¿Entiende usted lo que le está diciendo?
Do we need ripening?
¿Necesitamos madurez?
Yeah.
Sí.
Are we complete? No.
¿Estamos completos? No.
Is he still working? Yeah.
¿Continúa trabajando él? Sí.
What's the devil come to you?
You
look in the mirror.
¿Usted mira en el espejo?
Look at the thoughts you thought this week.
Mire los pensamientos que usted pensó.
Look at what you said.
Mire lo que usted
look
dijo.
At what you did.
Mire lo que usted
look
hizo.
What you wanted to, but it didn't do.
Mire lo que usted quiere, pero no.
Look at what's inside of you.
Mire lo que está dentro.
There's no hope for you.
No hay esperanza.
See, that's the enemy.
Ve, ese okay? Es el enemigo. ¿Está bien?
So the Holy Spirit comes in and says,
el Espíritu Santo viene y dice,
what's in your soul?
¿Qué hay en tu alma?
Huh? What's your attitude about me? Oh, I love you, Lord.
Oh, te amo, Señor.
No. Well, what do you think about my word? Oh, I love your word.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever doubted anything there? No.
Bueno, ¿has dudado? No.
Okay.
Está bien.
Then why do you allow these doubts to bring in about you because you are my word expressed?
Estas dudas que hablen de ti, tú eres mi palabra expresada.
All right, so
entonces,
here we go.
Aquí vamos.
Are these scriptures true?
¿Son las escrituras verdad?
Did he start a work?
Comenzó
will
él
he finish
obra?
What he started in you?
Acaba lo que él comenzó en ti.
So let's vamos. Battle against discouragement. Things that hold us down.
Cosas que nos detienen.
For whom he did for know.
Por a los que él reconoció.
Now, I believe there's not one person here that say he foreknew me. How can you look at your life and say he hasn't? True? Not one of you sitting here, I believe, could actually look at that sentence and say that is not me. It is you. He did foreknow me. Look what he's done. Look where he's brought me. Look how he's corrected me. Look how he's forgiven me. Look how his pardoning grace.
Okay?
Okay, so I knew I'm foreknown. He also did what? Predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son. That he might be the what? Firstborn of what? So he's the first one of many just like him. Okay, isn't that what we've been saying? She is him, right? We have to take it out of church and into the battlefield. Okay. Read verse 30 out loud with me, would you? Moreover, whom he did predestinate,
a quien él predestinó,
them he called,
él también llamó,
and whom he called,
a quien él llamó,
them he justified,
él también justificó,
and whom he justified,
a quien él justificó, también él lo glorificó.
Okay.
¿También?
Do you know he's glorified you?
¿Sabe que lo glorificó usted?
Do you know that?
¿Sabe usted eso?
You read it.
¿Usted lo lee?
Have you applied it to you personally?
¿Y lo aplica usted personalmente?
David, how has he glorified you?
¿Cómo está glorificado, David?
He's called you son.
¿Te llamó hijo?
Right? Stephen, how has he glorified you?
¿Cómo está glorificado a ti,
by Señor? Giving you what he's telling you you are.
A través de tanto, okay? Que él dice que tú eres.
When the husband and wife, they'll be the self-same person.
Esposo y esposa serán la misma persona.
Lenore, he's glorified you. He's already told
sé
you.
Que él está glorificado.
So as much as you would like to identify yourself,
tanto como gustaría identificarse ustedes mismos,
oh, look what I've been through.
Oh, mira por lo que he pasado.
Look what he's brought me through. But Lord, I made so many mistakes.
El Señor ha hecho tantos errores.
Lord, I've done this. Lord, I've thought that. Lord, I've...
Pensé esto, Señor.
No, there's a sea of forgetfulness, isn't there?
No, ahí hay un mar de perdón.
Okay.
¿Es así?
Right?
Correcto.
And then we take it back
y lo tomamos para atrás,
to his view.
A su vista de,
I'm taking you into eternity where the church is called, where you were all the time. So we read in John chapter 1, verse 13.
Juan 1, versículo 13, leímos,
okay. You're not born of the will of the flesh.
No eres nacido de la voluntad de la carne.
Well, if you're looking in the natural,
no, si lo miro en lo natural,
what human being was not born of the will of the flesh?
Que el ser humano no fue nacido de la voluntad.
But
de la
you're
carne.
Looking in God's eyes, who's looking not at beyond, he's looking
Dios,
so far beyond that.
Es mucho más allá de eso.
Hey, you guys, are you understanding more and more?
¿Están entendiendo más y más?
When we've spent so much time on the five
tiempo,
aspects of the human spirit,
aspectos del espíritu humano,
conscience, reasoning, okay, affections, memory.
Afecto, memoria, imaginación.
Memory is huge.
Memoria es muy grande.
It really is huge.
Realmente es grande.
So what God is doing in this day, he's saying, I'm purging your memory.
Estoy purgando tu memoria.
You weren't born in sin, shaped in iniquity. No. You're not born of flesh.
No,
John chapter 1, verse 13. Neither are you born of the will of man.
Ni tampoco de la voluntad de hombre.
Only God can say that
solo
about
Dios
you.
Puede decir eso acerca de ti.
But you have to believe, Lord, that's me.
Señor,
right?
Ese soy yo.
And so here he is, we're so coming
está,
to this place.
Estás viniendo a este lugar.
You're not born of the will
no
of man, but of the will of God.
Nacido de la voluntad de la carne, pero
he's
la
glorified
voluntad de Dios.
You. You're in eternity where you always was. He's glorified you. Right? You're sinless, spotless bride. He's glorified you. All of these things. So you have to look at those and say, yes, that's me. Okay. Now, we're going with that scripture, Romans 8, Philippians chapter 1. I want you to catch these words because this is from Easter Seal. We're Mr. In Between. I'm not there. What does that mean in him? I'm not asking you what it means in your brain because it has to be changed. Look at this. From Easter Seal. So do we when you receive the Holy Spirit of God. It's God's what's the next word?
Es Dios que es potencial.
Well, yeah.
Sí.
I don't like that word potential.
No me gusta esa palabra potencial.
I'm holding a acorn in my hand that's potentially an oak tree.
Potencialmente algo.
Brother Branham talks about that.
Brano, el hermano Branham,
and here's what's happened.
Aquí está lo que pasa.
We get that word and we just freak out.
Decimos
well, Lord, nuestro. Yes, I don't want to be an acorn. I want to be that oak.
Yo no quiero ser
but
este
look
grano
at all the things that has to go through to get there.
Quiero ser este grano de este árbol de roble.
But in his mind,
pero en su mente,
he already sees the oak.
Ella mira el roble.
True?
¿Verdad?
Okay. So, what he's asking us in this season.
Él nos está pidiendo en esta temporada.
Let me give you my mind.
Déjame darte mi mente.
Okay.
Está bien.
Yes, you have it potentially.
Sí, lo tienes potencialmente.
Okay.
Está
but look bien. At his. Okay.
Pero
let's
mire,
read this.
Vamos a leer esto.
It's God's potential waiting on you.
Es el potencial de Dios esperando sobre de ti.
Oh, I love this.
Oh, yo amo esto.
Read it, Stephen.
Léela.
The next phrase.
La siguiente frase.
The next phrase.
Dios esperándote en ti.
There you go. He's already recognized you. He's okay. He's already recognized you. You're my son. Oh, what's the next phrase, Stephen?
Stephen.
And you. There you go. You're a potential. You're just a potential. But I've recognized you, and you're sealed. There you go. Let's get Satan away from us and out of our minds. He doesn't belong trying to
pretend.
As long as you hold on to your thinking,
he will,
you're giving him his place.
Le está dando usted el primer lugar a
you're thinking more and more, Hebrews chapter 9 has to be replaced by the Spirit of God and hit the mind of Christ. The bride has a secret, she has the mind of Christ. Okay. So let's all read it together. So, everybody, so do we. When you receive the Holy Spirit of God, it's God's potential waiting upon you that's already recognized you, and you're sealed by the Spirit of promise of God into Christ, body of Christ. Okay, now here's Easter weekend. When God looked down at Calvary and seen Jesus dying, he died for his bride,
él murió por su novia,
the body, which is the word
cuerpo,
of church.
La cual es la palabra iglesia.
Oh, look at this. The church that believes the word of God for
la iglesia
the age.
Que cree la palabra de Dios para la edad.
Is that you?
Quiera que sea que su pie, ¿es usted?
That church that believes the word of God for the
la
age.
Iglesia de la edad que cree.
Whether it's feet, body, head, whatever it is. Okay, Christ was bleeding and dying, and God, looking upon him, saw his resurrection and the church raised with
him.
He sees the oak. He sees the Son of God. He sees you resurrected.
Okay?
Right? No wonder he says, I am the resurrection and I am the life. Now here, here goes again. I love these words because here he talks about potentials again. Looky here now. We find now, remember, we are flesh of his flesh.
Recuerde, somos carne de su carne.
Is that scripture, Ephesians chapter 5?
Efesios 5.
Okay, bone of his bones.
Hueso de sus huesos.
What's the next phrase say?
Flesh
out of the grave. His flesh. But it's my flesh because I'm part of him.
Es mi carne porque soy parte de él.
Oh, don't you love this? They cannot hide the man that has his potentials.
Okay.
So you say, Lord, I only have your potentials.
Oh, Señor, solo tengo los potenciales.
Praise God, I got your potentials.
Gracias a Dios.
Okay. Praise God.
Potenciales.
Yeah, there's a seed inside of me.
Hay una semilla dentro
and that
de
seed,
mí.
They cannot hide the man
y no puede esconder
that has
al
the potentials.
Hombre.
Death, oh, look what it says. Death cannot take him.
De la muerte no se lo puede llevar.
Come on, you guys, comforting. Jesus said, all that the Father hath given me will come to me. And I'll raise them up in the last day. Oh my, Easter. Oh, why? We're right in Easter. When he raised, we raised with him. When he raised, we raised with him. And he sent the abstract. What's the abstract?
Es el título.
Clean title.
Un título limpio.
Well, my mom, my dad, my grandpa, my grandma, skeletons. problems.
Mi abuelo, mi
Doesn't
abuelo.
Make any difference, right?
Esqueletos.
Perfect.
No hace ningún
Get rid of our doubts. Okay.
Deshágase de sus dudas.
Back to the scripture.
De regreso a la escritura.
Romans 8 again.
Romanos 8, una vez más.
Okay, what about these men, women, sons and daughters who have potentials?
Hijos e hijas que tienen potenciales.
What should we then say to these things?
¿Qué pues diremos a esto?
Look at this. Is God for you?
¿Es Dios por usted?
If God is for us, who can be against us, right?
Si Dios es por nosotros,
don't you love that?
¿Quién contra nosotros? ¿No le gusta a usted eso?
He that spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all.
El que no escatimonia a su propio hijo, sino que lo entregó por todos nosotros.
This is, next phrase is so glorious and
Esta
so loaded.
Frase es tan gloriosa.
And I want you to take this home with you.
Se lleva este usted a casa.
And when you're doubting yourself,
y cuando está dudando de usted
and
mismo,
you're doubting and just saying, oh, look,
está dudando,
I'm part way.
Oh, mira,
I'm
soy
part of
en
him.
Parte,
I'm partly mature.
Parcialmente
I'm
maduro.
Just have potentials.
No solo tengo
oh, I see so much work to be
oh,
done.
Miro que se
oh, I don't know if he can
trabajo.
Do it all.
Oh, no, si, no
oh
si
why aren't I this?
Oh, ¿por qué no soy
okay.
esto?
Okay. What did he say here?
¿Qué dice aquí?
Okay. Verse 32. Read it out
Pero
loud with me. Phrase by phrase. He that spared not his own son.
Okay. Okay.
He delivered him up for us.
Sino que lo entregó por todos nosotros.
Next phrase.
Siguiente frase.
How shall he not,
¿Cómo
how
no
shall he not with
poner
him also freely give us all
todas
things?
Las cosas.
Now, what's he talking about? What's his whole subject?
¿Cuál es todo su tema?
What's he talking about? Is he talking about this life? Is he
talking?
He's talking about the promise. Okay, of about what? Say that again. Well, but beyond that, he said, "Let's go on beyond that." Let's say, "Hey." He was just, what's he just immediately talking about?
Inmediatamente hablando
okay.
Acerca.
Whom he predestinated, he called, he's predestinated you to become in the image of his son. Isn't that his thought?
Un hijo.
And these people that he divinely summoned,
y esto es gente lo cual
that you're going to be in the image of his son,
en la imagen de su
now
hijo.
He says, come
Ahora,
on.
Piensen.
You're not there,
no están ahí.
But he's going to freely give you all things
pero
to get there.
Todas las cosas gratis, pero usted
he's going to freely ahí. Give you every single thing that you need to have the Word of God fulfilled.
Para tener la palabra de Dios
he's cumplida. Going to freely give you
le
whatever it is
libremente
that you're lacking,
que sea, que le falta usted,
okay, to build you up, to make you that Word fulfilled.
Para hacerlo, esa palabra
you with me?
Cumplida. ¿Está usted conmigo? ¿Me entiende?
So let's read that again.
So vamos a leer eso una vez.
That last phrase, read it together.
Vamos a leer la
How otra. Shall he not with him also freely give us all things? He's going to.
¿Cómo no nos dará también con él todas las cosas?
There's no reason to fear, brothers.
No,
no reason
para
to doubt.
Temer. No razón para dudar.
Okay.
Está bien.
Because you know you're elect.
Porque sabe que usted sabe que usted es un elegido.
33, read it out loud.
33, léalo conmigo.
Who shall lay anything to the charge again?
¿Quién acusará a los escogidos?
You know
de
who
Dios?
Will. Satan does.
¿Usted sabe quién lo hará? Satanás.
What is Satan called in Rome in Revelation 12? The accuser of the brethren.
Él es el acusador de los hermanos.
And what does he say about this accuser of the brethren?
Acerca de este acusador de los hermanos.
Accuses you before God day and night. Right?
Correcto.
His lips are always blabbing.
Sus labios están siempre balbuceando.
What does Satan see in you?
¿Qué Satanás ve en usted? Wow, that's a good one. Mm.
What does Satan?
¿Qué Satanás?
Look what he did.
Mira lo que él hizo.
Come on.
Piense.
Look what he said.
Él dijo.
How can that be?
¿Cómo puede esto ser?
Right?
Correcto.
So what is God saying here?
¿Qué Dios dice aquí?
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God?
¿Quién puede decir
Get thee behind me,
ellos?
Satan.
Satanás,
okay.
Sal de aquí.
Right.
Correcto.
Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that.
Es Dios. ¿Quién acusará a los escogidos?
God justified you.
Justifica. Dios lo justifica a usted.
Yeah. And who is he? that condemns.
¿Y quién es el que condenará?
It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again.
Más aún él que también resucitó.
Okay, who sits at the right hand of God and also makes intercession for us.
El que también intercede por nosotros.
Don't you love this?
¿No amo esto?
Who's going to separate you from the love of Christ?
¿Quién lo separará usted del amor de Cristo?
Sister Dahlia,
hermana Dahlia,
he is with you.
Está contigo,
his hermano. Word is true.
Su palabra es verdad.
Satan will come in your mind.
Satanás vendrá tu mente.
But God comes to Dahlia.
Pero Dios viene a Dahlia.
Let me give you my mind.
Déjame darte mi mente.
Let me give you my thoughts.
Mis pensamientos, déjame
I am for you.
Yo soy por ti.
Okay?
Estoy por ti.
I am your intercessor.
Yo soy tu intercessor.
Savior.
Salvador,
Redeemer,
Redentor,
healer, right, Daniel?
Salvador,
I am all of these things. Nothing can separate us from the
nada
love of Christ.
Puede separar del amor de Dios.
Okay. Now we're going into
ahora vamos hacia,
it is the rising of the sun.
Ya salió
okay.
El sol.
He just makes these incredible statements. Okay.
Él dice estas citas increíblemente.
This Easter. Okay.
La Pascua.
Good day for this, right?
Buen día para esto, correcto?
I want it to mean more to you than any Easter ever did, right?
Quiero que esto significa mucho
okay.
más para ti que cualquier otra Pascua lo haga.
So, Brother Ron,
hermano Ron,
I want you to say, the Spirit of the Lord just told me today, Brother
quiero
Ron, I want this Easter to mean more to you than anything ever did.
Que el Espíritu del Señor
take it personally.
Te
right,
Lenore? Que esta Pascua
Marianne, you with me?
Cualquier otra Pascua.
I want it to mean more to
quiero
you
que significa más para ti
than any Easter ever
que
did, see?
Pascua la haya hecho, ¿ve?
I want you to see it,
yo
John.
Quiero que lo veas.
Okay? We know what it done for him.
Sabemos lo que la ha hecho por él.
Oh, this is so beautiful.
Esto es tan hermoso.
Read it out loud with me. I want you to see it.
Que tú lo veas.
Not will,
no
Stephen.
Que tal vez
it has done the same.
Lo mismo por ti.
What's my subject this morning?
The,
this Easter guarantee.
Esta
we have been given so many things
se nos ha sido dado
to help us in our Mr. In-Between state,
para mm-hmm. en de
our
medio,
potential state,
de un
partly
potencial.
State,
un, de un estado parcialmente,
where the devil constantly hounds you
constantemente
and says,
lo casa,
it'll never finish. You'll just stay this way.
Dice, oh, he's just,
right? Look at what the Spirit of God has given us as these gifts in this day to help us in this state of being an acorn. Well, maybe the acorns fell down on the ground.
And
the cold, wet rain is raining on it.
Se moja y llueve.
Said, now you need to die and rot.
Really? Y
and you expect me to believe I'm going to be that tree?
Tú esperas que yo crea que yo
all
voy a
I see,
ese agua.
All I feel is cold and
es
wet
es frío,
and rot
mojado,
and decay.
Echado a perder.
Right?
Correcto.
He sees the oak tree.
Pero él
okay.
Mira el
I want you to see
roble.
It.
Yo quiero que tú veas.
Again, what we know what it done for him. I want you to see not will, it has done for you. Isn't that beautiful? Don't you love this message? Okay, see? What does it do? Now, come on, you guys. This is sort of elementary. Come on. You know. Praise God for the elementary. Because if this is already behind you, you're way beyond the oak tree on the ground. You're probably planted and sprouting. What does it do? It quickens the mortal body. This mortal body that we live in, it quickens it. Brings it to life. All right, Stephen, I can just picture you with a big cigar in your mouth. Yeah.
Okay.
And Laura. Yeah. Laura loves cigars. Yeah. She knows I'm joking.
Ella sabe de lo que estoy hablando.
Now, you who once walked along with a big cigar in your mouth. There you go.
Tú que caminaste con un gran cigarro en tu boca.
And a bunch of cigarettes.
Y un montón de cigarros.
You women.
Y ustedes mujeres.
Once had short hair.
Una vez tuvieron painted, cabello
carried
corto,
on.
Pintado.
Things. He goes on and on.
Y él continúa.
But
continúa.
Something screamed and you looked down here
y
and it was the word.
Exclama y
okay?
Aquí.
Something
aquí
changed.
Era la palabra. Algo cambió.
Right.
Correcto.
Okay, something changed.
Algo cambió.
And it was the word.
Y era la palabra.
Okay, then he goes on.
Y él continúa y dice,
and he said, blessed art thou, Simon, son of Jonas, flesh and blood.
Eres tú, hijo de Jonás.
Okay, but my Father which is in heaven revealed it. Upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell can't prevail.
Y las puertas del infierno no podrán prevalecer.
That's you.
Ese es usted.
So, Nate, the gates of hell can't prevail against you. You have to
Nate,
settle
no
that.
Pueden prevalecer en contra
Karen,
de ti.
They will try.
Ellos tratarán, Karen.
And they are, aren't they?
Y ellos están
but
tratando,
they can't.
No es así, pero no pueden.
Daughter of God.
Hija de Dios.
Bringing the mind of God to you is to overcome, right?
Trayendo a tu
and our dear brother, great.
Eso
and I give unto thee the keys. Here's what we need.
Aquí
when are we going to start binding?
¿Cuándo vamos a comenzar?
There's a time coming.
A estar
there has
unidos.
To be.
Tiene que, haber
there's
un comienzo.
Has to be when you, because bueno. You know, have the mind of Christ, and you know what he said about you,
usted sabe lo que él dijo acerca de usted,
and you quit looking at yourself as
pero
a
mira usted hacia usted
just
mismo.
A, a potential, an acorn,
potencial
a part
más.
Of, a
soy parte
Mr. In Between makes a fellow mean, you know.
Joven entre,
okay.
No.
Someday you're going to have to start binding.
Un día usted tiene que comenzar
and God's going to
mirarlo,
listen to your word.
A unirse.
Go to the message, Perfect Faith, and he goes expands on it.
Perfecta.
You have to have control over the enemy.
Usted debe tener control sobre el
and mundo. You have to quit allowing him to control your mind.
Tiene que también.
Okay. This has to be in the process of where we're coming to, brothers and sisters. Okay.
Tiene que pasar, hermanos y hermanas.
All right, what you bind on earth, I'll bind in heaven. I'll do it. I'll listen. Do you know what he's saying? Brother Derek, I'm going to listen to your word.
Because
I trust you that your words are not your words. If they're just simply yours, I can't do it. But if they're mine, and you're speaking my word, now paragraph 168, that's the divine revelation of the word made flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It was flesh in the day of the Son.
Era carne en ese
it's
día
flesh.
Por el hijo.
Okay, you, what's he telling you? You're not just some potential
¿qué es lo que le está
sort of guy,
usted,
oh, I'm a worm potencial. And I'm struggling my way and he's going to have mercy
luchando,
and someday I'll just make gloria. It through. No, he said, no, listen, you're a son.
No, él dice que usted
right?
Es un hijo.
Come on,
hija.
You are the word of flesh,
usted es
made flesh.
De carne, hecha carne.
Come on, you have it in you to speak and I'll bind.
Okay?
Okay.
Un cuerpo nuevo.
Now,
ahora.
Here's just, this blew my mind and this is the whole thing that got me going for today. Paragraph 325, it is arising. He says, we shall rise.
Nos levantaremos.
Okay. We shall rise.
Nos levantaremos.
Nothing's going to hold us down.
Nada nos va a detener.
In him, we become a part of him.
En él, llegamos a ser parte de él.
What's the next two words? Pete. So what's he
Pascua.
Saying there, Easter?
¿Qué está diciendo ahí? La Pascua.
In him, we be part of him. We become the Easter.
En él, llegamos a ser la Pascua.
There you go. Now, what did he just say before? I want this Easter, Daniel, to mean more than any Easter has. Right? So he's telling you today something I'm trying to get across to you in your revelation with him, even though potential, even though part, the seal is done in his mind, and we have to go where the seal is in his mind.
Karen,
it's done. There is a place this we can rest no matter what they see. Right? Kingdom God, kingdom people. That's for us. That's his love. That's the strength of the cup of the love for you.
Okay? Por el amor por usted.
So we shall rise. In him we become a part of him.
En él llegamos a ser parte de él.
We become the Easter.
Llegamos a ser la Pascua.
Resurrected life, new resurrected word. Because I'm feeding on a resurrected word, the resurrected life is in me. Are you with me? Oh, PJ, read that next phrase. The Oh!
El secreto revelado de
what
Dios.
Did he just tell you?
¿Qué te acaba de decir?
You are the revealed secret of God.
Tú eres el secreto revelado de Dios.
What is that revealed secret of
¿Qué
God?
Es ese revelado secreto de Dios?
You're another son like my firstborn son.
Tú eres otro hijo como mi
no,
primer,
you are me in this world.
Creo,
you are God hijo. In flesh again.
Tú eres Dios en carne okay? Una vez más. ¿Está bien?
Look at this. Isn't that rich?
¿No es eso rico?
One more time. We shall rise, in him we become part of him, the Easter. We become the Easter. We become the revealed secret of God like it was then, life after death. Okay. Pete Snow. Next phrase. We are now alive. Who were once what? Yeah. Were we dead in sin? You bet. Okay, now this is personal.
Delitos y pecados. Ahora esto es
what
pecado.
Does he say?
¿Qué dice?
The true Easter seal has broke
de la Pascua
death from around me.
Ha abierto la muerte.
Satan
ha roto la muerte
is death.
De mí.
Lies are death. You look in the mirror and see yourself. That's a lie. Let every man's word be lie, but God's word true. So you have to consider the dissolver of your thoughts, the dissolver of doubts. You have to put away what you think of you, what you see of you, your assessment of you. The true Easter seal has broke death from around me. I'm alive. The Easter seal at the beginning broke the Roman seal. The Easter seal that he sealed up and men, when they died, was gone. But, read the blue out loud with me, would you all together? He broke the seal and revealed the secret, and now God, by his Holy Spirit, has broke the seal from around our lives, and Christ has revealed as he lives in us. Now we are quickened with him.
Pete,
2 Corinthians 3:18. Christ has revealed as he lives in you. I look in, I see him. But it's just potential. Doesn't make any difference. What did he say about potential? What, it's a potential. Hey, so what? I've already recognized you. I've sealed you. It's done. It's a potential. So get Satan out of your head about your potentials. Okay? And that you're just this work that still has to be done, and oh, will he finish it? And oh, he's got so much work to do. And oh, I'm such a mess.
Okay?
You have to.
Listen,
you got to duke it out with yourself. Where you have to battle it out, duke it out. Okay? And when you're fighting with your brother Bram said, I'm my own worst enemy. Didn't he say that? Okay. Man, that's just incredible. Go back and read this. If you get discouraged, look at what he's saying about you. Read this. And now predestinated ones are the first to be quickened by the Holy Spirit.
Oh.
Marianne, the Holy Spirit came to claim you.
Marianne, el Espíritu Santo vino a reclamarte.
Janelle, he came to claim you.
Vino a reclamarte.
By giving you the heart for the word and the love to see and eyes to see and ears to hear, right?
Tu amor por la palabra okay. Y todo.
Now,
ahora,
hang on.
Aguante.
What did he just say? The Holy Spirit came
dice que el Espíritu Santo to vino
John, he came to claim you.
Vino a reclamarte.
What does it mean to claim you?
¿Qué significa reclamarte?
He owns you.
Él es tu dueño.
You're mine. I
Eres
bought
mío.
You. Right? Nobody can take you out of my hands.
Nadie te puede quitar de mi mano.
Isn't that what he said?
De lo que
John
dije.
Chapter 10.
Juan
no
diez.
Man can take him out of my hands,
no,
right?
Nadie puede arrebatarlos de
Look
mi
at
mano.
This.
Mira usted esto.
1964, he makes this very interesting statement.
En 1964, él dijo esta sobresaliente declaración.
Look at it in the blue.
Miren en lo azul.
My only achievement I've ever had is to see Jesus Christ's coming.
Mi único logro
Going to blow your mind here. Just hang on.
Yo di mi
he
vida
saw the
por
coming
ese propósito.
Of Christ. I gave my life for that purpose.
Yo di mi vida por ese propósito.
Read the next blue out loud with me.
Ya lo siguiente azul conmigo.
The greatest thing I can think of is to see Jesus Christ coming from heavens to receive his own.
La más grande cosa que yo, lo que yo puedo empezar es mirar a Jesucristo viniendo del
he
cielo
did.
Para recibir a su
Stephen, he came
gente.
To receive you. Daniel, he came to receive you.
Él vino a recibirte, Daniel.
Huh? Yeah. How do you know? Look what's in your soul with the Word of God. Look at how you love it.
Mira
look at how you claim to it. Right?
Míralo.
How can you look at that Word and say, that's me?
Como tú puedes mirar esa palabra.
Okay.
Y
look at this.
Mira usted esto.
So my only achievement is to see Christ coming.
Mi único logro es mirar a Jesús viniendo.
Okay. I gave my life.
Di mi vida.
The greatest thing I can think of is to see Jesus Christ coming from heaven to receive you.
Cristo viniendo para recibirte a ti.
He already came and received me.
Él ya vino y me recibió.
Do I have anything to worry about now?
Tengo que preocupar.
It's just what is in the heart of the believer? What is in the heart of the Son of God? Lord, I love you.
Señor, te amo.
Oh, it's, I don't have the attitude. Oh, I can just go do anything I want. No.
No, tengo la actitud.
No son of God thinks thoughts that way. I love your word. I want you. I desire you. I desire your will. I desire to walk with you. So this is how he can say this. Now look. What? He's talking about the seals. My greatest achievement was to see Christ coming. We have our own concept, and here's where we've been working towards, but here's the beginning of seeing things differently. Speaking of the seals. Who would dare to say that wasn't the inspired Word of God? He foretold it. He sent out yonder in Arizona and brought it right back.
Okay.
Even the science and everything else proved it. Read this out loud with me, please. The book is already opened.
Este libro ya está abierto.
It's just waiting for the seventh seal
por el séptimo sello
to be identified as the coming of Christ.
Como la venida de Cristo.
What did he just say before this?
¿Qué dije antes de esto?
My greatest achievement is to
Mamá,
see the coming of Christ.
Mirar la venida de Cristo.
See, Ven. We connect that only with the body change. What if the coming of Christ in one sense has already happened and they came to do a spiritual thing to put you in the rapture process, coming into your heart, coming with the word, coming to people that just have potentials, coming to us that just have part and say, listen, it's not just part, I see the finish, I see the end and you're in it. Okay, and so the seventh seal, this is what we've been referring to off and on, it has to be identified as the coming of Christ.
He's
God in flesh is already here. God in flesh has waved over the people. So if I see God in flesh waved over the people, I can say, ah, that's a promise and a sign more's coming.
Right?
Okay. Romans 9. So you're going back and forth quoting scripture on purpose. I will call them my people which were not my people and her beloved which was not beloved. That's us Gentiles coming for a Gentile beloved. Now he's calling Mary and he say, you're my beloved. Right? And it shall come to pass in the place where it was said to them, they are not my people, they shall be called the children of the living God.
serán llamados, no son mi gente, pero serán llamados hijos de Dios.
And Isaiah also cries concerning Israel, though the number of the children of Israel be as the sand of the sea, a remnant shall be saved, for he will finish the work. There he is.
Ahí está Isaías también clamó concerniente a Israel.
I'm in potentials. Ah, that's okay.
Israel,
I'm part. That's okay. Are you with me, kids? Are you with me? Don't worry anymore.
No se preocupe
because your heart is so grounded and settled in the Word of God, in the revelation of God,
en la revelación
and love
de Dios,
of the manifestation of God, seeing the
glory
de
Dios,
of God.
Mirando la gloria de
He's
Dios.
Going to finish and cut it short in righteousness because
él
of short
lo,
work.
Lo va a terminar en justicia.
So what he's doing now.
Por causa de una obra pequeña.
Okay. Back to rising of the sun. It was the first quarter of wheat. You know this. Okay, he's talking about the way of sheaf. And it's getting late, so let's go to paragraph 89. Nate, would you read it out loud?
Por eso creían que mecer es agavilla, porque fue era la primera que vino a madurez. Y fue mecida como un memorial de gracias a Dios.
There you go.
Okay.
Listen, we're all Mr. In Between. We're all potentials. We're all acorns. We're all things that work in progress. But in God's mind, okay, he's seen the end. This is what my love has accomplished. You go back into Christ, this is why he died. And we've gone into Ephesians chapter 1, 12 to verses 12. What's the greatest praise? What's the greatest thanksgiving I can give to my Lord Jesus? To believe his word in me, to have it fulfilled in me. That's going to give him the greatest praise of anything I could ever utter. That goes so far beyond worship and singing. That goes so far beyond anything. Is that, okay? It's a sign. The rest of them are coming. Because he was the first son of God to come to maturity, to be in God, was plucked up from the earth, waved over the people.
Y porque él fue el primer hijo nacido de Dios de llegar a una total madurez para estar en Dios, él fue sacado para la tierra y fue mecido sobre la gente.
But this was really the first fruits of them that slept.
Pero esto era realmente el primer fruto de aquellos que durmieron.
He waved over the promised seed.
Él fue mecido sobre la semilla prometida.
Okay. David, read that last phrase, which he waved. The last sentence. There you go. You have the promise of life. You have the promise of life. He was waved over you, that you have the same life that the wave sheaf had.
Okay.
And you have that same life, the promise of life. So you're also coming to maturity.
Okay.
So he's talking about the Omega,
del Alpha y Omega,
talking about his ministry.
Hablando acerca de su ministro.
Highlighted in the bride coming of Christ, coming out of the church, there'll have to be a sheaf waved again.
La novia viniendo de Cristo, saliendo de la iglesia, tendrá que ser una gavilla mecida una vez más en los últimos días.
The first one that came to mature, the first one that proved it was a wheat, that proved it was a sheaf.
La primera que vino a madurez, la primera que probó que era.
Okay. Let's read the highlight out loud all together. And the first time there will come forth for the bright age, for a resurrection out of dark denominationalism will be a message that the full maturity of the word has turned back and has waved over the people.
siendo vencida sobre la gente.
Ah, here we go. Read it out loud. Because I live, you also. Speaking to his wife. Because I live, you also. What a resurrection that was. And what a resurrection this is. To be quickened from the dead. To be made alive in Christ Jesus by God's quickening. There we are. This resurrection guarantee.
Okay.
Part, yes. Potential, yes. All of these things, yes. So what? You're part of him. He sees that, okay, nothing can keep you. Nothing can hold you back. Okay. Musicians, would you come and let's sing this. Let's read this while you're...
Leemos esto mientras.
Okay. Don't you love this? John, making sense to you, coming back and forth, back and forth, back into the scriptures, back into the course, back and forth. What he has. I want to ask you a question. Do you feel safe in Christ Jesus today? Do you feel secure in him today? If you feel insecure, it's because of your head. Okay. I'm going to ask you a question.
Voy a hacerle una pregunta.
Christ is the head of the body.
Cristo es la cabeza mm-hmm. del cuerpo.
Now,
ahora,
you have to ask the question.
Usted tiene que hacer la pregunta.
Is the head of this body?
Es la cabeza de este cuerpo.
Right, Marianne?
Correcto, Marianne.
If he's the head of this body,
si es la cabeza de
then
este
my
cuerpo,
thoughts don't matter.
La mente y los pensamientos de todo
he has cuerpo. To be the head.
Él tiene
his
que
thoughts,
ser la cabeza.
His word.
Sus pensamientos,
right?
Sus palabras,
so we have
correcto.
To believe what
so
he
tenemos que creer
says
lo que él dice
about
acerca
me.
De mí.
Let's all read this together.
Vamos a leer todos juntamente.
For the mountains shall depart and the hills be removed. But my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed, saith the Lord that has me. O thou afflicted, there you go, tossed with tempest, not comforted. Behold, I lay thy stones with fair colors, and thy foundations with sapphires. And I will make thy windows of agates and thy gates of carbuncles, and all of thy borders shall be pleasant stones. And all thy children shall be taught of God, and great shall be the peace of thy children. There you go. Would you stand with me? For the mountains shall depart, and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee, neither shall the covenant of my is that true? Is that true? Do you believe it? Do you believe it for yourself? Uh-huh. Take it very personal. Sing it again. For the mountain shall depart and the hills be removed, but my kindness shall not depart from thee. Neither shall the covenant of my peace be removed. Amen. Amen. Don't you love him?
No, no, no.
How great is our God, huh?
¿Qué tan grande es nuestro Dios, eh?
How great and how deep is his love to us?
Es su amor por nosotros.
Does he do anything half-baked? Does he do anything that he doesn't complete?
Él hace algo a la mitad, algo que no está completo.
Look at.
Mire.
Acknowledge, please.
Reconozca, por favor.
I am born out of him.
Yo soy nacido de
él. Right.
Soy nacida de él.
Oh, what great love the Father has bestowed upon us that he has called us the sons of God.
Sobre nosotros.
He says, you're born out of me. You came from me. You're a part of me.
Tú saliste right? de mí, eres parte de mí. Nacido
Listen,
de mí.
So when the devil hounds you,
cuando el diablo lo está cazando,
you have ammunition from the message of the hour and the word of God both.
Con el mensaje de la hora.
Pick up your sword and fight, brothers and sisters.
Usted es espada y pelea, hermano y hermana.
Okay. You have something to fight with.
Usted tiene algo con qué pelear.
You have word to defeat him with.
Tiene usted palabra okay. con la cual usted lo puede vencer.
Amen. Amen. Let's just say, I love him because he first loved me. Would you raise your hands
primero.
And just sing to him? From you to him. I love you. Sing it to him personally. Because you first loved me. First love me. And purchased my salvation. Ladies, would you sing to him, Bride of Christ singing to Jesus? Everybody, one more time, sing to him. I love you. I love you. I love you. Because you first loved me. And purchased salvation on Calvary's dream. Amen. Brother Juan, would you close in prayer?
Heavenly Father, thank you for your word, for the bread of today, Father. We certainly we need it. Bread that will rather eat, Father. There is so many places that people could be. And Lord, you call us. And what a comfort this is to be here in your house, eating the bread that you prepared for us today. We thank you for that. With each and every one as they depart and they go back to their places, Father. Make it safe. Let it be, like Brother Brand say, the biggest Easter.
Amen.
The year it is. There's a big name. The name that is above all names, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask.
Amen. Amen. May this Easter mean more to you than any Easter has ever before. God bless you.